The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Midland.
Thank God for Darnell back there, you know?
We got to, guys, if you want to know what happens in between segments here on the break, we have a big dilemma. You see, Fezzik is usually here on Fridays, okay? Follow me now. This is very complicated.
You are really going behind the scenes here, yeah.
Fezzik usually comes on Fridays. So we have these packages, right? The video, right? This is Fezzik Fridays. But he's going to be on a Wednesday, right? He's going to be here momentarily. So it's really, we can't do the Fezzik Friday stuff on a Wednesday. You would not believe the chaos that is happening here trying to delete the word Fridays in creative ways.
Hey, we're just trying some workarounds, okay? Got a creative crew back there that came up with some great ideas. And we'll see how it goes.
And all I'm like is, what do I need to know?
Yeah, you wait. We're still figuring that out, okay?
We get tweets at Beatty the Book. OPS Plus is for commies. Oh, let's see if you like this one, Kelly. In his last four games versus the Pacers, going back to his T-Wolves days, Cat has 40, 30, 21, and 40 against the Indiana Pacers. He's put up 40 against them three times. The over 22.5 points, minus 114 is a play, he says. What do you think about that?
Agree. I expect to see a lot of Cat early and often. I think the big question, and I think he'll be successful. I think you're going to see a lot of differences this time around with the Knicks and how they operate offense, and it's going to be a lot of, we talk about the value of a pick and pop with Cat, Carl Anthony Towns, and Jalen Brunson. Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of rim attacking from Cat. So I like the over on his points. I might actually end up on that prop myself. The question I had for JVT, though, Gil, is the problem with Carl Anthony Towns, in my opinion, is do we know the talent levels there? It's consistency. Can you do this over the course of a series for four games and deliver a victory for your team? Or is your team going to have to fall back on relying on Jalen Brunson magic like it constantly does time after time?
Have you been following the Cat stuff, the videos that people are making on Instagram and TikTok about him complaining for fouls?
Yes.
Oh my God, are they funny?
There are so many good ones out there.
James,
the guys that redo First Take or whatever, that one cracks me up too.
Oh, that one I didn't see.
Yeah.
James Sott, need behind the scenes with Kelly in a commercial like you guys did the behind the scenes with Stormy long ago. Those crack me up. So Kelly in a top hat dancing would be fabulous. Or just trying to pronounce random tennis players' names would be awesome as well.
Hey, I save that magic for on air, okay?
By the way, Stormy, best actress on any of our commercials, the one where she does with Dave Ross, where she says, Dave, I'm busy. That's the best one.
Yeah,
that's the most natural one.
I don't think
there's
a ton of the competition, but yeah.
Yeah. And the nominees are Kelly nodding aggressively at the D. Rules for Society. Nick says, Jason was obsessed with the gorilla losing to Chris Sale and 99 other pitchers throwing rocks as if rocks aren't weapons. Yes, that was more accurate. It wasn't really 100 men versus a gorilla. It was 100 skillful relief and starting pitchers for Jason.
You know what? I'll just...
Jason, we can't use weapons. And then he just doubles down on it.
Obviously, there was a lot of comments on the way that I thought that fight would go down. Jason made me feel a lot better, a lot more sane, because he thought this out way deeper. Starting pitchers.
Jason made you feel saner? Is that what just...
Yeah, because his plans were even more outlandish than mine.
Jason made you feel saner.
Yes.
Okay. Just curious. Just want to drive home the point. Yes. Ronnie Roach, what really shows me, I was talking about the Orioles and the Rockies. He says the Orioles deserve to be the worst on this list. Oh, John Ewing from MGM put up a tweet about the best and worst money line teams in Major League Baseball this season, which is what Borchard and I went over in our podcast, the Beating the Book Q1 derivative show the other day. And what was shown is that even, you know, with the Orioles being down 19 units, let's say you bet the Orioles every single day this year. By the way, you'd be betting baseball incorrectly if you did that. But let's just say you went through the bizarro exercise that you bet the Orioles to win in all of their games this year. You'd be down 19 units. And what the point that is being made here is that the Orioles were going to would have been favored in many of those games. So that's why you would be hemorrhaging money. The Rockies, though, would always be a dog, basically. I'm like, I don't know how many times this year they've been a favorite. They're down 25 units. So if you went through the bizarro exercise that you were betting the Rockies to win every single game thus far this year, and by the way, again, you're doing it wrong if you're doing that. That's the point that he's making, that even as a dog every single time out, they still go way past the Orioles in hemorrhaging money. Money Capperletti. The 10 linemen tweet reminded me of childhood friends of a childhood friend's dad always saying, "What's stopping an NHL?" Kelly, you and I might be this guy's childhood friend's dad. Okay. He says, "What's stopping an NHL team from signing a really fat goalie?" I mean, come on. Who amongst us hasn't said that? Realistically, I think they still sneak with great success, as many others already do. Again, we have no official banning yet, though, right?
Just
to be clear. Three Jack, H3131. Gil, should the plan for baseball wins in June be to hammer the Padres? Yes, clearly this should be the plan. Even though they only have 10 home games, that would make the most baseball sense, I believe. If the Padres win June, again, we don't know who we're going to pick, in this. Teasers and parlays. New ideas for the VSiN Plus subscription. Kelly tap dancing during commercial breaks and a behind the scenes with Savannah and crew frantically changing graphics. I agree with that.
Yeah, if you really want to spice it up, is you could get the very annoyed looks on Savannah and others back there while I'm tap dancing in the control room, because that would not bother them at all.
Hack Jones, the system is rigged. Tell the bettors they can only bet at the legals, but the legals won't take a bet, all the while trying to kick the offshores out, basically making it so the winners have nowhere to go. It's great.
This just goes back to that hack. ESPN bet tweet we were on yesterday.
Yeah, hack. Trust me. You're speaking our language. And Tailgate Sports, if we believe that the tush push is gonzo, it's hard not to consider Saquon over 10.5 rushing touchdowns, minus 130 on Caesars, or over 11.5 at DraftKings, is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. The you know, the one tweet from last segment I was kind of still cracking up about? I think it was a little bit of a dig from an Eagles fan, right? Of the talking about the aesthetically pleasing angle of the tush push, and oh yeah, like the quarterback sneak is all that much better. That is a good point. I'm sorry, that's a good point.
Yeah, but they don't employ that nearly as often.
Yeah, but his point is that any other team could do that, they do that, and the Eagles are just going to go back to a regular quarterback sneak. Do we really think that is more pleasing to the eye?
No, that's a great counterargument to the aesthetically pleasing part, but it is not a great counterargument to the real argument, which is, hey, it's the pushing the other players part. If the offense gets to do it, the defense ought to be able to do it too. But if you can't, then you can't on the other side either.
Totes
my goats.
Totes.
Let's talk a little Charles Schwab challenge with Kelly Midland, everybody.
You saying it's time to go clubbing?
We be clubbing?
Is that what you're saying?
Time to go country clubbing. I love how the music doesn't start until I say those words.
Might have been a little tap dancing right there.
We should really have the camera back on those guys.
Yeah, I do. I need a camera. I'll just like stream live on Skype or so. No, Skype's dead. Sorry. Skype.
Charles, RIP Skype?
Yeah, RIP Skype. I think it's officially gone now, right?
Can I tell you? We should have like five seconds of RIP Skype.
Yeah.
I did maybe 1,000 podcasts. You were lucky if I was wearing pants. Using Skype on my computer.
You're lucky if I'm wearing pants right now.
Yeah, exactly. Using Skype to do all my old betting dork, beating the book podcasts before, you know, we did them in a fancy studio. And I use Skype. And Skype, every 100 or so podcasts, Skype would mysteriously, the settings would change and it would drive me crazy. And I'd be like, I don't know how to fix this while I had a guest waiting. But man, shout out to Skype. And like without Skype, without Twitter, none of this would be possible.
And when did I start this network? 2018. Yeah. 2018, and we almost every guest that you have seen on these shows on this network have come through Skype. Probably didn't know that at home. Fun fact.
There you go.
I hope you had fun.
And that was our Skype tribute.
See you later, Skype.
See you later.
All right. Charles Schwab Challenge. Scotty Scheffler's back ill. He's only won two tournaments in a row, and in Texas.
Just look at those odds.
It's
Before
wild.
You say anything, yes, it's just wild. Look at that. Scotty Scheffler plus 240, everybody else 22-1 or longer. And by the way, names, right? Matsuyama, Spieth, Berger. It's not like the poo-poo platter.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So it's, it's Scheffler. This isn't a terrible field. And I'm going to take 5 seconds and go off on something, too. These, all the Dallas, and especially the Dallas natives, but all the Texas natives, good on you for always playing these Texas events. Meanwhile, we've got all these guys living in Jupiter and Palm Beach, Florida that can never make the 15-minute drive over to the Honda Classic.
Bro, when they play a PGA Tour event at Rock Creek Park, I'm there every time.
It's mind-blowing. But yeah, so Scheffler makes it a big deal. And if you wonder, how does Scheffler, or are you going to go look to fade anybody who's coming off of a major win? Just a reminder, Scheffler won after winning the Masters last year, a week later. So He
did, yes.
Maybe don't take that angle and don't be very bullish with that this week. I usually tend to believe in that myself, but Scheffler literally just did it a year ago. All right. Like you said, Gil, we still got some solid names in here. This is a light betting card. Scheffler is so hot right now. I'm not going to go crazy on this. But when you have a lone heavy favorite like that, right, you're getting even better numbers on these guys than you would typically with a fuller field. Was more battle tested guys at the top. So you're getting longer prices on Berger, on Matsuyama, on Fleetwood if you were interested in those guys. So I only played a couple this week. I'm back on Berger. He's been playing great. He was second rated golfer of my modeling all this week. His ball striking's been great. He's just got to clean up some of the putting. Some of the stuff on the greens that will be important this week at the Colonial. If you're looking to do your own handicapping at home, make sure you check out Long Shots. Matt and Wes did that yesterday, but this is a little bit more of a positional course. Got to be accurate off the tee, and then approach play is going to be extremely important, and putting usually comes into play at this event. Does become a bit of a putting contest. Will be important. So Berger and Siwoo Kim are the outrights that I played. Siwoo's been playing some great golf recently, a bunch of top 20 finishes. If you want to target him in that market, I think that's okay as well. I decided to go outright top five with both him and Berger. And then a couple top 20s for me this week. Tommy Fleetwood will go back there in that market with him. And then Jordan Spieth, who usually plays this course very well, I will be playing a top 20 on him.
No JT posting bets for
Giggles? No JT posting, but he did rate out very high for me this week, Gil. I considered it.
In tribute to JT Poston's dad trying to talk to Kelly's mom.
That's right.
The whole thing.
You tried, bro.
Steve Fezzik on the other side. Fezzik on a Wednesday. Anything on his mind. Everything on his mind. Right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Edge Boost is the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. No usage fees, no minimums, earn cashback rewards, 100% approval for all betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet with promo code ANG. That's ANG as in A Numbers Game, Kelly would say. Deposit $25 and Edge Boost will match the deposit. That's edgeboost.bet. Skill Alexander, live from Circa Resort Casino. It's A Numbers Game, un partido de números. If you're listening to us in Spanish. Ladies and gentlemen, typically this will be Fezzik Fridays, but you're in a time vortex. It's Wednesday, and it's time for Steve Fezzik on the radio.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik.
Just cut off the Fridays. It's time for Fezzik. And it is Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back champion of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day. Good morning, sir.
You know, I'm trying to say something in Spanish, but I've forgotten everything except for today's, what, 21?
Yes. It is the 21st of May, yes. Mayo. Do you speak Spanish, Steve? Or are you just, no, not really.
Esteban es muy estúpido en español.
Okay, gotcha.
Y inglés.
and strangely in English as well. Okay, first things first. You're wearing black, so it's slimming. So you are a svelte weight. You are trying to get to 199, and you are only a few pounds shy.
I'm at 202.
There you go.
And pre-production, we were talking about, you'll probably be 201 tomorrow. There is no chance I'll be 201.
You've never met this guy before. He is a maniac when he puts his mind to something. Before we get into anything else, let us talk about this VSiN Killer Sports NBA contest. Last night, obviously only one NBA game. The T-Wolves were 7.5-point dogs against the Thunder. The total in the contest was 215. I think the game closed at 219.5. It was like 4.5 points higher. So someone like me, and I knew someone like Stevie, there was no choice but you had to play the over in the contest at 215. I wasn't going to play anything, but when I saw the number, I'm like, well, I mean, you're crazy if you don't play this, and we all ended up losing.
Yeah, so contest basic strategy, it doesn't always work, or if it did, the same people would win every contest, you know, employing that strategy. But yeah, I had a little meltdown as I'm watching the game, you know, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, This is stupid. This game's going way under. Yes. So
yeah. Well, the only saving grace is that everybody else who was in contention took the T-Wolves plus the points. So here are the current standings. Zach Cohen and Steve Fezzik, your co-leaders at 19-12 with 7 games left throughout the remainder, the balance of the NBA playoffs. Doug Kazarian was the big winner yesterday.
Did he change his name?
Yeah, we had a little typo there. Doug was the big winner by not playing anything yesterday. So he gains a half game on everybody. He's in third place at 17-13. And then me and Kelly Bidley, my cohort here on a numbers game, producer number 9, so much more than a producer, 16-14-1. We are just outside of the money now, but we both took a hit yesterday. Kelly took the T-Wolves plus the points. Alex Christensen and Kyle Akins also big winners by not playing anything yesterday. So, and Alex is really in fourth place, quite frankly. So those are the folks in contention. Now a broader point can be made by this, right? So I wasn't going to play anything. I saw the 215 in the contest. I'm like, well, I mean, I have no choice, right? It is my duty to play this. You felt the same way. And this triggered something in your brain about a broader point about bookmaking in general.
Yes, that bookmakers know nothing. All right. Everyone's like, oh, well, Vegas knows. You always hear that Vegas knows. Vegas knows nothing.
How do they know? You hear people say that all the time.
The best evidence that I can give is that it's not that no one knows nothing. Someone knows something, but not the bookmakers, because if they did, here we have an example of like Oklahoma City's playing Minnesota and book one has the line of 7. And book two has the line of 7. And book three has the line of 7. Everyone's at 7. All right. So think about it. You got plus 110 working for you as a bookmaker. You could go to 6.5. You could go to 7.5. Heck, you could go to 6. You could go to 8. And you're going to get so much action, all the action you want. And like, think about that total. It closed 219.5. If you had just dealt a 218, it was 215 earlier, mm-hmm. right? If you dealt 218, you would get a bazillion of dollars on over 218. But nobody does it. And why don't they do it? Because some bookmakers have tried and they have just gotten annihilated. You know, so basically the bookmakers' opinions are like, I'm just going to deal the market because I've learned. I put my hand on the hot stove.
They're risk averse is what you're saying.
Not only are they risk averse, they lack the ability to be able to win doing that. They've learned the hard way where... Mm-hmm. They basically probably when they deal their opinion, they oftentimes get games wrong. And then their bosses, you're right, absolutely scream at them. How do we lose $100,000 on that?
Right, here's the real truth serum question, though. Let's say we live in a bizarro world where Steve Fezzik was actually the bookmaker. Do you think you would actually behave as you are suggesting right now?
Absolutely.
You would?
100%. I mean, like it shocks me that there are not more books that don't do that. And like, I'll use an example. So I loved, it's easier on a derivative, obviously, but like Texas, DeGrom is styling. Okay. So DeGrom is his last 6 starts. He's given up 1 run. So first 5 innings, first 3 innings, DeGrom was a modest favorite for Texas. Boom. I would not have allowed the bettors to bet. I would have said, we're making Texas 20 cents higher than the marketplace this morning. And I don't want any Texas money whatsoever first 5, because I really love Texas and I would do that. And a lot of books, you know, they don't do that on any game.
You were speaking of manipulation. This is a little bit different, but I'll tell you what you were sort of suggesting might have been some better manipulation. I don't know if that's the right word, but yesterday in the WNBA, the Atlanta Dream beat the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever, 91-90. And they did so at the end of the game when Aaliyah Boston only hit 1 of 2 free throws to put the Fever up 1. But then you got 2 made free throws by Ryan Howard to give the Dream the win. That held up. Fever could not get a game-winning bucket. So the Dream win at 91-90. But the first half total caught your attention.
Yeah, so the first half total is right around 86. And my guys, the Hitman, says, oh, we want over, all right? Bet over, all right? Bet over 86. And so it goes up to like 86.5. I come back later in the day. What's this? It's down to 85.5. There's even some 85s popping up. I'm like, that's odd. He played over 86. He never plays a bad number. And then I see later, I go back to the odds screen after the game tipped off. It closed 87, the first half did. So there was this unusual period of time where this total inexplicably dropped down to 85. And I truly believe someone manipulated the market. They invested in some sharp books.
Oh, you believe someone purposely bet the under.
They phonied it up by betting under when they really liked over. And then when it hit 85, they went nuts playing over 85 and over 85 and a half. And you know, Billy Walters famously has talked about, let's phony up this game. I think someone phonied up that total, and then it lands 86, so they fiddle in the middle.
You're speculating that. You don't know that for a
I
fact.
I don't know for
you're
a fact.
You're speculating, but the reason you're speculating is because, like, in the Billy Walters case, everybody, well, it's Billy Walters, so he can, you know, he knows what he's doing. So you, what you are saying is, Hitman, your guy, knows his stuff so much. I mean, you have to respect the handicapper to come to that conclusion, right?
Sure.
You respect him so much that, in your opinion, someone had to go under, you would have had to have manipulated and then gone the other way.
Or they had information about, like, the point guard being injured or something that the Hitman may not have known. So that certainly could have been possible. Yes.
What's this blackjack thing you came stalking in the studio with?
I saw a fellow playing, and he was making one of the most egregious mistakes in blackjack that you won't see in any books. And specifically, he was doubling down for less. All right. So some people may not know that when you double down, let's say you have an ace four against a dealer four. You don't have to double for the full amount. If you want double for half, you know, if you bet $200, you can double for $100. And in this, in a case like the ace four, it's an enormous mistake. Same thing, like if you double like an 11 against a seven and you double for less, it's a really big mistake. And the reason it's a big mistake is that you want to, you have a positive expectation. You want to get as much money out as possible, but you are actually hurting your chance of winning that hand when you double down. Because what happens if you get an ace or you get a two? Well, now you have to stop, all right? So you never want to put just a small amount out there and double, and now you've eschewed your opportunity to take a fourth card. So bottom line is, don't double for less.
You observed this because he was playing at your table, or you were just looking over someone's shoulder?
He was playing at my table. Oh. We were playing in a high-limit salon.
Now, what does Steve Fezzik do in that situation? Do you A, not say a damn word, B, open your mouth and tell this person what a dumbo he is, because Twitter Fezzik, it just infests you at that moment?
The correct answer is C, ask him, can I cover the rest of the amount with my own money? But
a little passive aggressive there.
But it, well, not passive aggressive, just grab an EV. I'm just grabbing expectation. But like I don't do it because the casino doesn't like it.
So, okay, it was option C then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Option C is, but option C for an advantage player, that's like clearly, like, and you see this every now and then, someone runs out of money. They get a pair of eights and they're like, oh, you know, what do I do? And you're like, oh, well, here we go. Let's go, partners.
Relating this back to our NBA thing from last night, and Kelly's here behind the glass, but we'll get his answer to this. I wonder if Kelly not playing his conviction on the under last night was not only because the number was what it was, but also that Steve Fezzik was looming and he knew that you would frown upon that behavior. I wonder.
But
Kelly
contrarian would have been the right play.
Well, in retrospect, let's get Kelly to answer that. On the other side, numbers game, more with Fezzik.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ready to get in on the action? First Bet has you covered. Sign up now to access exclusive promotions and bet on hundreds of thrilling horse races every day right from your phone or computer. Visit firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. And use promo code VSiN200 to score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days up to $200. Don't miss out. Start betting today at firstbet.com. Kelly, by the way, has informed us that he forgot to even look at the total in the contest yesterday. So he didn't even know that it was a 215, but he said had he seen it, he probably would not have played the under.
Mm.
But wouldn't have been because of Fezzik shame, I didn't get the impression. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Stringfellow Hawk, since the only difference between football and rugby is the forward pass, why not change the rules to allow for linebackers to push defensive linemen? I'm in camp, find a way to stop it on the field. Well, that's an interesting solution to it, Stringfellow Hawk, and we have an update on this. From Tom Pelissero over there at the NFL Network, Tom Pelissero has tweeted that the general session of the spring league meeting has concluded without a vote on banning the tush push, and the debate will continue in a privileged session with only owners. Privileged session, where only the owners get to be in the room.
If I may, and I know they discontinued the talk of changing the playoff format.
Yes.
This is a slam dunk. I don't know why the NFL doesn't do this. Minimum standards, if you win your division, but you do not have a winning record, all right, you don't get a home playoff game. So you got to go at least 9-8 to get that home playoff game. If you're 8-9 and you win the division, boom, you have to go on the road in the playoffs.
And it's not really hard to change because there is no, like, you know, the stadiums haven't been preparing for a game all these weeks and months. So it's, yeah, you can change that.
Yeah. So the five hosts the four.
Yeah.
And now you're still the four, but you have to go on the road.
Jonathan Doe, not John Doe, Jonathan Doe. During the Veasan Batman commercial at the very end of the ad, there's a left hand throwing the switch with SFP monogram on the cuff. Who is SFP?
Hmm.
Oh. Am I allowed to say that on air? Yes? Brian or two? I'm told it's DJS Upside Down. Derek J. Stevens Upside Down.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, I keep waiting for Mike Palm to, like, become the Joker or someone, you know, like he's in disguise and he's always incognito as like a guard, you know?
All right. Got a few questions here for you, Steve, because I know you have a lot on your mind. One, let's get this. I know you always want to talk about getting the best of the value out of living in Vegas and casinos. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, you have to give us a couple sports things. One, the Pacers and the Knicks. You have an opinion about this series.
Yeah, so I'm very much pro Indiana. I think the Knicks, if you watch the Detroit games, they were all dogfights. It could have gone either way. And then Boston can't make a three in games one and two, famously. So I think the Knicks are overvalued. I think Indiana's the better team. I don't know if I'm going to get there, you know, by a smidgen in game one, but I'd love nothing more than the Knicks to win game one. And then Indiana basically is going to become a big bet. Any game they lose, the next game in that series, I will invest in the zigzag and Indiana.
You going to play the Pacers in the contest tonight, Steve?
I don't know. I don't know about game one.
Yeah. Kelly and I were just talking about, we are not quite yet at the point where we have to go contrarian to you to win this, but we're almost at that point. We're almost at that point. Okay, baseball, you have come in here many times and you have given us repeated adjusted season win total bets. Today you have something a little different, which is a little bit bridge jumpy.
Yeah, so I've been betting against these bad teams like the Pirates and Colorado to go under, you know, but Colorado's season win number's down to 40. I still like it under 40. But I'm going to take a team I haven't invested in yet, the Toronto Blue Jays. I was talking to JVT pre-production. I was like, what do you think Toronto's chances of winning, making the playoffs? And he thought about it and he's like 20%. And I think that's a good number. I think it's a little bit optimistic. How are the Blue Jays going to make the playoffs? They're below 500.
Yeah.
They've been outscored by 25 runs. The Yankees are going to likely win the division. All these other teams, we used to talk about the American League, oh, how terrible the American League was, but now all these teams in the Central are styling. They're getting their act together. You got your three good teams in the West. There's no room for the Blue Jays to make the playoffs. So no, Toronto Blue Jays, this is at Caesars. No playoffs, minus 320. I'd be shocked if the Blue Jays made the playoffs.
I would be surprised. Yes. The other teams, you're right, are styling and, by the way, Steve, profiling as well. But I'm with you. Like the Blue Jays to make the playoffs, I mean, right now they're 23-24. Here are all the teams with better records in the American League currently than them. Yankees and Red Sox in their own division. Tigers, Twins, Guardians, and Royals all in the Central. Mariners, Astros, Rangers in the West. So, I mean, yeah, and we're only a little more than a quarter of the way through the season. But you have to get through that scrum to somehow make a postseason, you know, get a postseason berth. I'm with you. Minus 320, not for everybody, but I get the point. Okay, you've given us a couple sports. Now let's get to the Steve Fezzik. This is give us the theme of this.
So the theme is that Vegas has, unfortunately, it used to be a great cheap destination. Everyone come to Vegas and you get great deals. And now everyone knows Vegas, boy, it's become a money grab, $25 cocktails, parking fees, resort fees. It's just so dang expensive. But for those who search for it, there are still outstanding deals. You can eat so cheap in this
and
town.
You search for it. What did your search reveal for us? What
so
do you have?
If you're age 50 plus, it turns out these casinos are like, wow, well, yeah, we get these old farts with their walkers coming in, right? And they're just going to donate their money at the slot machines. We'll give them everything. So, and I qualify. So they give at the South Point, we'll start there, 50% off. So if you use your points, and getting points is easy. If you're an advantage gambler, you can place at the sports book, get some points on the card. So you get 50% off at any of the restaurants, but you stack promotions. You go in. So it's Sunday night. It's midnight. So now Monday at 12:01, You go in and you get your $7.45 steak and eggs or your $4.99 cheeseburger or your bacon and eggs for $4.99, but now you get it for $2.50 because it's 50% off the already massively discounted price. And it's that way for 24 hours on Monday. So boom, Monday night, you go into the outstanding buffet. South Point is an underrated buffet. It's great, like $28. Buffet. And now you get it for $14 when you pay with points. Bottom line is you eat both meals Monday at the South Point because they have that 50% special. And but wait, Gil, there's more. Wednesday, the Green Valley has their 50% off for 50 plus. So you stack it, you do the same thing. And guess what? Crack came on. He says, like, 24 hours a day, $5.95 cheeseburger and fry special. Well, now it's $2.97 because you get the 50% off. Or you can go to Fatburger and pay, get the same thing for $14. It's up to you.
Yeah. And there's something on Green Valley too, right?
So Friday, I just discovered this, a Mexican restaurant, all right? And they have half off appetizers at Green Valley. And what's this? I see this little note on the kiosk. If you show a losing sports bet that you made during the week at Green Valley, $20 or more, you get 20% off your entire bill for up to six people, okay? So think about this. So on Wednesday, when you go there Wednesday for your 50% meal, just make a bunch of $20 bets at the sports book, and then some of them will lose.
Right.
And then on Friday, boom, you go in and you have your half-price appetizers. And by the way,
how'd you find this one out?
It was on their they have a rotating kiosk that shows all the different specials that they have.
All right.
And no one is doing it. I had to ask four people in the casino, and like finally the manager at the Mexican restaurant confirmed, yes, we're doing this.
Okay, so here's the question. You have a wife and child. Do you take the wife and child for all of these, or in your Stevie Fezzik robot chintz brain, are you like, no, if I take them, that obviously multiplies the numbers. I'm just going by myself to all of this.
Oftentimes I bring the food back. And here's the thing is that the South Point, they don't like this because they're losing money. So they have rule. There's rules that you can only have one entree. All right. And there's no to go. So you have to pretend like you're trying to eat it. And then you don't have the order to go. You say, oh, I'm going to go ahead and need to have a doggy bag here because I'm unable to finish my shrimp fra diablo.
Because they won't let you take just a clean order takeout. You have to start eating, then stop and do it.
Yes.
You realize that this is mashugana, right? Like your brain space is occupied. But like you spend so much time trying to figure out how to like cut costs on each corner on this. You need to meet my cousin Itzik once and for all.
Itzik.
You need to meet him because as Todd Wishnev said, you're the Willie Mays of this. My cousin Itzik is the Babe Ruth of this.
But what if you have to eat Tuesday or Thursday? So you can go to Old Henderson on Water Street at the Pass. They have a $17 prime rib. But if you use your player's card, it's $9.99.
Oh my God, this guy. My cousin Itzik, by the way, he would scoff at your tactics. He would be like, Steve, I noticed that your Coca-Cola has too much ice in it. Why didn't you ask for little ice? He would totally break down your game.
And famously, you could walk into a high limit, salon area, buy in for like $500 and on a double deck. And they're like, you got to wait till the shuffle. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. By the way, I'll have an old fashioned Woodford, please. And then they bring the drink and they haven't gotten through the double deck. And you're like, oh, wife needs me to go home. And you just walk out.
You can never live anywhere else. Never.
Vegas is, I love Vegas.
You will die here, sir. By natural causes, I'm just saying, because you can't live anywhere else. More with Fezzik on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network. 91.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin behind the glass, Steve Fezzik alongside. We have an update to the update now on the Tush Push. Adam Schefter, Diana Russini, lots of folks reporting this. This is from Schefter. A ban of the push-tush play that the Eagles popularized did not receive enough votes at today's league meeting in Minneapolis. The play remains alive. There will be more tush pushes this season. Schefter goes on to say one source said there were at least 9 and possibly 10 teams that voted no on a ban of the tush push play. The tush push lives. Or as we like to say here, the tuchus push lives. So we'll get more of that during guessing lines this year. There it is. So everybody who was acting like it was fait accompli this morning, all over the place on Twitter and beyond, who were like, oh, yeah, it's banned. No, it's not. Tush push continues.
Why did the teams get to decide? This makes no sense because obviously this benefits only like three teams. It should be the competition committee should be deciding this, not the teams.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Here's the thing. You got to have a threshold, right? You have to exceed the threshold of votes to pass these things. And that's, that's over a quarter of the league right there, according to Schefter, saying, yeah, we don't really have a problem with it. So there you go. The tush push lives. The seating got tabled. Nothing happened today in terms of NFL rule changes.
Kickoffs do come out to the 35 this year.
Oh, but now that I know you love talking about this. That's the thing. Like you were like, oh, the average kickoff return will come down to the 28.7 yard line, whatever you were saying last year. But that the touchback to the 30 did not deter teams from kicking it through the end zone.
They made the rational business decision of, yes, like, why get all my players injured for 1 yard of expectation? I'll just kick it out of the end zone. But now that the ball comes out to the 35, all the good teams are going to mortar kick to the 5. And some of the bad teams might still kick off to the end zone. And if they do, they're at a massive disadvantage.
Because those 5 yards from the 30 to the 35-yard line, your rate of scoring as an offense increases really markedly.
Two first
just
downs.
Just those 5 yards. Yeah.
And you're in field goal range.
Yep, that's it. Let's recap all the bets before we get back to Stevie. Let's recap all the bets. By the way, Stevie with a McDonald's hack coming up. Is that what I'm hearing? GBank, the official bank of VSiN. Oh, people like a McDonald's hack. GBank, the official bank of VSiN. Every host, every guest, every sport, every bet recapped at the end of every show, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. I'm on the Pacers plus 140 on the series price. I will be on the Pacers. I haven't put it in the book, but this will be a play for me tonight. Pacers plus the points tonight. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final at Madison Square Garden. Kelly Bidlin, everybody. He, too, is on the Pacers price. Look, he got 5 cents better than I did. That kid. And he's on Josh Hart to lead the series in rebounds. Josh Hart of the Knickerbockers to lead the series in rebounding, plus 550 on Josh Hart. The Sidwell Friends product for those from the DMV, Josh Hart. Will Hill's best bets. He's on the Knicks to win the series in exactly 7. He says the Knicks to win it full distance in this series at 4-1. And today in baseball, he's on the Marlins Cubs first 5 under 5 runs and the Rays Astros first 5 under 4.5 runs. Betting against human offensive achievement in both of those games is Will Hill. And then we had JVT, Pacers Knicks over 5.5 games in this series at -165. He was not scared to lay the -165 on over 5.5, goes at least 6, he thinks. And he's got Josh Hart to lead the series in rebounds at a better price than Kelly. Kelly was inspired by the JVT bet. Josh Hart 9-1. I don't believe that number's there anymore to lead the series in rebounds. Jason Weingarten had himself a couple baseball bets today. He is taking the Marlins as a slight dog, and he's laying the wood with the San Francisco Giants. Giants magic -202 today against the Royals with cheese. G-Bank, once again. Oh, and by the way, Stevie Fezzik, who's sitting to my left. Blue Jays not to make the playoffs. Should we call this a bridge jumper? It's not quite a bridge jumper. Blue Jays to miss the playoffs, so no to make the playoffs, at -320. What do you think? Bridge jumper officially or no? What do
you call it? Haven't lost one of those in over 2 years, Purdue. Still not in the black, though.
Still not in the black. Get the GBank Visa signature card today. Most credit cards, street sportsbook, and gaming transactions as cash advances. That's even when you put your own money on the card. GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. Also, with GBank, you're earning 1% cashback rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all eligible purchases. Apply now at vsin.com/GBank. That's vsin.com/GBank. Tush push in full effect, y'all. That's the update. It's still happening. Tush push in the National Football League. All right, what's the McDonald's hack? Is a hack a correct way to talk about
it? There's several. Okay. Some of them are obvious. If you're thirsty, you can get a large drink for $1.50. Most of the other competitors charge $3, so pop through there if no one's in the drive-thru and get your $1.50. All right?
Okay.
The McValue menu, this is obvious also. Buy one, get the second for a buck, be it a McChicken sandwich or 6-piece McNuggets. So that's a good deal. There is an $18.95, like lots of food deal where you get like 2 Big Macs. You get 20-piece McNuggets, fries. You get, it's basically like 60%, 40% off if you did them a la carte.
Oh, that's not a very well-known one, is it?
Yeah, it's on the menu, but they don't, you know,
they don't promote it.
So here's the biggest hack, the most important hack.
Yeah.
Whenever you order any sandwich from McDonald's, you have to order it with no onions or no pickles, all right? And whenever you order fries, you have to order it with no salt, because you don't want, if you order like a big package, they're going to give you the two old Big Macs. They're going to put it in there and you're going to get like cold Big Macs. Like, so you need them to make it fresh for you at all times. And so say either no onions or no pickles, whatever you're indifferent about. Now, what's interesting,
by doing that, then they give you a freshly made.
They have to. Right.
Yes.
So there's, I'm not going to mention any names or embarrass anyone. It's Rob Pizzola. He was saying, Steve Fezzik, why wouldn't you just ask for us to freshly make the Big Macs? Well, this may work in Canada and the Northwest Territories, you know, and the Yukon. But here in the United States of America, can you imagine if you go to like by the Westgate, that McDonald's, and you said, I'd like you to make me a fresh Big Mac, please, what they might do to my Big Mac.
But aren't you kind of saying that, though, same way?
Yeah, but I'm saying it so I'm not like going to have something unpleasant surprises with my sandwich.
Why, when you go after Rob, you got to, Canada's got to catch some strays also. We love Canada on this show, for God's sake.
Tariffs.
Oh, God. Okay, still not as good as my Chipotle hack. Once again, let me repeat my Chipotle hack.
This is so strong.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Go ahead.
If you want double chicken or double whatever on your Chipotle bowl or burrito, you do not say you want double chicken. You wait for them to just say you want chicken. You wait for them to put single chicken on it. And then you double back and you say, oh, I want double chicken. Because that way they give you 2.0. Two times chicken.
Instead of 1.5.
Instead of if I said double chicken, then they only give you 1.5 times.
Clearly.
Chicken. That's the best fast food act. We call Chipotle fast food? I think we do.
So strong.
Okay. Back to the, I want to wrap this up with the contest. Because we always say you're the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest. And for those who are new to the show and are like, who is this guy with all of these bits of advice? So you've won not only those two contests, but you've won multiple contests. You won others in town.
Yeah, so I've won like six contests. Last year, I finished second in the Westgate season win contest out of 156 people, and 21st in the 2 years ago in the Circa Millions.
Okay, so I'm going to do something. I'm going to do like an Evel Knievel thing here. I'm going to put on my Evel Knievel helmet and ask you a question, because this is daring of me, because I want you to try to answer this without offending anybody. But in this NBA VSiN basketball challenge, you as a contest expert and once again co-leader of it, currently with seven games left, what have been some of the things you have noticed about poor contest play?
Yeah, so I covered this with Bill 80 and he put it in a newsletter. Yes. Basically, most of the contestants are in contest players, so they're going to take whoever they like. If they like the Knicks, they're going to play the Knicks. If they like the Pacers, they're going to play the Pacers. And then they're going to go into the contest and they're going to click Knicks or Pacers. And they're not going to pay even any attention to the number. And me, a true contest player like a Frank B, who famously won houses and contests and the like, he agrees with me. Never play a bad number. Never, ever, ever play a bad number. So last night, Oklahoma City was -7.5 against Minnesota. That means you have to play Minnesota in the contest or you pass. Oklahoma City, -7.5 is not an option. No, why? Because I can bet Oklahoma City -7 at reduced VIG. And when I play it in the contest, it's like having an implied bet. And I would never lay -7.5 on Oklahoma City. So why would I do it in a contest?
Yeah. And contest behavior also shifts based on where we are in the contest. The great example, Kelly and I are both 2.5 games behind you. As the games dwindle, our behavior ought to change.
You're out. You're 2.5 games out with seven to play. Yeah. So, but you're really 5.5 games out. So you got to make up ground. And if you know, if someone told you Stevie is on the Pacers tonight, you're like, well, then I like the Knicks.
Tonight, probably not, but in a couple days, yes.
Yes, we are getting there very quickly.
We're getting there very quickly.
Right.
Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen, at Fezzik Sports. Follow at your own peril. Seriously. Guy gets a little ornery on
Canada's that. A good place to go for vacation. Apologies to the Canadians.
Thank
They're good
you, Stevie.
People.
Thank you, Stevie. Stormy and JVT next with Money Moves. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.